story, and then he, I guess we continue from the previous one, and then he sits there looking out the window, Pio, and kind of talking with Krishna, with his God there, and she is sitting there looking what's going on. But yeah, I mean, I'm here in this world. We are here to do our thing. To realize our dreams. So that's our game, this. And we are also learning from playing it. So how about God, Krishna, is ever present everywhere, all the time, was with me. Well, it's about playing with a winning team. Maybe he's sitting and still looking out the window, and she's sitting there and looking at him. And but next to him he has Krishna. And he's now talking to Krishna. As to a friend, because Krishna is his best friend. He's all our best friend. That's all he's trying to explain. And, you know, when he's thinking back, maybe when I was a kid here, because he's now in Bogesund, little town of his home, a childhood hometown. It was like that in school, wasn't it? Your friend with the strong, popular one, the smart one. Is also kind and nice, and I mean, if you find such a friend, you're in the winning team, and you can be safe and happy. But of course we are always, maybe she's speaking now, remembering back in school, but you don't want to just be a yes man or woman. That's the thing, and that's the beauty of existence and of life, that each one of us has our own game to play. Has our own freedom to play it. Has our own completely unique beauty. And it's just endlessly deep and fascinating and mysterious and interesting. Of course, because we're part of the most mysterious and interesting, wonderful persons. You know, when you just realize this, you see the world as it is. Bright and happy and a beautiful adventure that never ends. I was looking out the window again and said, thank you, Krishna. Thank you, Prabhupada.